And welcome back to momentarily late Fallcast.
Yeah, a little bit.
It took a few weeks off, and now it is Sunday, July 3rd, whether you're celebrating or not. Unfortunately, it's still on the calendar. Not like the people in Europe or Canada. They don't celebrate July 4th. It goes from 3rd to 5th.
Do they? Cool. All right, maybe we need to do that.
3 to 5.
Forget it. Yeah, it doesn't. You know what? America doesn't deserve a celebration. Stupid.
We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Okay.
It's bright and sunny. It has been the nicest week or two we've had in forever.
It has.
And it's supposed to get even hotter.
Oh, boo.
More sunburn. Yay. Yeah.
Oh, Michael. He goes out working out yesterday. I did my, you know, my wifely duties by saying, hey, dude, you might want to put some sunscreen on because, you know, it's hot out. Does he do it?
Nah.
No. No, he is now a lobster, an absolute lobster.
Yes.
Were you at least wearing a hat?
No.
Fuck no.
What the? Okay, so you're just as bad as I am.
Yeah. Drank my water, though, surprisingly. I had like 2 liters of water.
He did drink his water.
That's a good boy.
His back is completely burnt.
It's a little pink.
Oh, it's a little red is what it is, not pink. It's all right.
Then it's a bath full of ice.
No, he came in a little sheepishly asking me to put some aloe on it, and I like slathered on there, and he's like, oh, it's cold. I'm like,
hey, it was cold.
Well, put sunscreen on next time.
Where's the fun in that?
Now see, I just have the issue of eczema where it gets so hot that I start scratching.
Yes,
sit down and it's like, motherfucker.
Yes.
You're like, damn it.
So we, as you've heard, we have a small show today. We have Michael, the bald and beautiful Searle.
Stop. The sunburnt.
Suzanne, the only reason this show keeps going, Searle.
Wow. No pressure there. Hello, everybody.
Well, if you two weren't on the show today, there wouldn't be a show.
It'd be the Bart show.
Even you. Yeah. Be good.
And I am Bart, the slowly dying from sinuses.
Yes, we have like an air quality alert all the time, and it's killing me.
Be sure to check out our website where new articles have been popping up, including the City Council Minutes Report.
Yes, the awesome. They're always timely. You can read that and see what's going on.
Absolutely. Except for when I fall asleep early on Mondays and it doesn't get put up until Tuesday evening.
You know what? I didn't even notice that. Was that this week? I didn't even notice
this it. This week it went up middle of the day, but we also have multiple interviews that have been going up. You know, last few regular episodes, we haven't had interviews on the show, but there have been many bonus episodes popping up. So a couple weeks ago, we had Fire Chief Chris Martin, and before that, we had Steve Amos talking about National Police Officers Week back in May.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that one was good.
And hopefully soon we'll have the police chief on to talk about their new training center.
Yeah, that should be interesting. I'm curious to see if he likes it. I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Keep sending your feedback. Tell us what you think of the show. You can send comments to us via, what's our email?
fallsfreepress@gmail.com.
Or you can send them to us on Facebook or review us on whatever podcast catcher you use. Let us know who we should interview. But we've kind of, you know, we've interviewed a lot of people. What episode are we on? This is number 78.
Oh, my goodness. We are getting close to 100.
Yeah, regular episodes. You know, that's not counting the additional bonus interviews that we did during election season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so this is just us just talking 78 times.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, let us know who we should talk to. And then if we have the opportunity to talk to them, they'll be on the show.
Absolutely. We need ideas. We kind of tap the well with our ideas.
I mean, I literally went to Norway.
It's true. It's true. I wish we all could go to Norway.
Mm. Yes.
So before we jump into the roundtable, how is everybody?
Sunburnt.
Yeah, just, you know, living the dream in the grand old USA.
Yeah. Sense
some sarcasm there.
Mm.
I guess that kind of follows into one of the first topics we have on our roundtable here. So
yeah, maybe we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
A little bit. Might, what do you think?
Something happened? Is something going on?
Well, let me say it for the males. Yeah. So women lost some, you know, rights that we've had for the last, I don't know, 50 some years. The Supreme Court has shot down Roe versus Wade, and we are now like, I don't know, second class citizens who can't control what we do with our own body. You know, something minor, very minor.
And it doesn't matter what age you are.
Does it? It doesn't. Yeah. You could be like 11 years old and, you know, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can force birth is always fun. So, yeah, we are vessels now for the population of the United States. We got to keep those, you know, workers out there for the great companies that need them. And yeah.
I appreciate your stand on this, Michael.
I've argued with so many people about it. It's like I'm at a loss for words. The people that want to sit there and say, well, this is a great thing, you know, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, so yes, they returned the rights back to the states, but how many of the states have already banned it and or are in process of banning abortions? And in some with no exceptions, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's the life of the mother or, you know, a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, 12-year-old being raped or, you know, some incestuous shit happening and no exceptions. That no child's going to be forced to carry, you know, and like, and just, yeah. And yeah, I got nothing.
I mean, honestly, whether or not you believe in abortion or you think it's murder, the way that I look at this is that you have now pushed it back to the states. So a woman's right to control her own body or make healthcare decisions with her doctor is going to fluctuate, depend on who's running the state at the time. So you could have somebody and you could have the rights at, you know, for 2 or 4 years, and then that can change. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Plus now, I mean, we need to talk about the privacy of your healthcare. I mean, it may not affect you or you may not believe in abortion, but the government now has the right to control what you can do with healthcare decisions. And it's not going to stop there. I mean, they're going to start looking at everything about, you know, the gay marriage or, you know, what you do in your own bedroom to whether or not, you know, a gay couple can adopt. I mean, they're going to start looking at this and start chipping away the rights. And they say it's because the state should have the right to make that decision. I mean, we're supposed to be the United States of America. And it doesn't make me feel very good to know that it is now pushed back on a state by state basis and who happens to be in charge at the time. So I don't know. It's very frustrating. There was a protest that came about. They had to put it together pretty quickly. That was it Tuesday night?
Tuesday.
Yeah. And they also had one on Saturday evening too, I guess.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I missed that one.
So I'm guessing that was even more sudden.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that one. Well, we did attend the one on Tuesday and we live recorded the speeches and the things that were going on. There was a tremendous amount of people there and it, you know, kind of gives me chills on how many people showed up, and they were, you know, out there on the streets too, and you know, horns were blowing in support. And it's just, you know, another reasons why I love Cuyahoga Falls and how quickly they were able to put this together and put it down at the amphitheater in Cuyahoga Falls. So appreciate the city allowing that to happen. And I did see some police force, not as much as I thought. I didn't see them wandering around the crowds or whatever, which, you know, maybe they were trying to give us, you know, breather room and not intimidate us. But
and if it was under control, there was no reason for mm-hmm. them to constantly be on alert.
Yeah, I mean, I felt a little paranoid because you never know what's going to happen, you know, and things like that. But it was mostly, you know, it was 100% peaceful, I should say. And it went well. And there was some tremendous speakers and some just heart-wrenching stories where people got up and told their stories that probably they don't, it's not something you talk about in private, let alone, you know, in front of like, you know,
a couple thousand people,
strangers, to be able to get up there and talk about their stories. And there was a musician that was there, and, you know, I kind of teared up with the the story that she had and that she put it to song. And it was just, I don't know. I'm struggling with it. I'm really, really struggling with it. I'm really, really angry. It does not affect me. I am an almost 47 year old woman. Next Friday. Whew, and I don't have to really worry about that anymore because my husband did the right thing and got his vasectomy. And, you know, I'm old, so I don't have to worry about it. But
old.
My daughters are of that age. I mean, I have a 22 and a 19 year old. And the thought that, you know, the government has now, or the Supreme Court has now said that, you know, they can't protect them and give them just this basic right to make a decision.
It's not that they can't do it. It's that they won't do it.
They won't do it.
It's not their choice. That's their stance on it is, well, yeah, we're just going to give it back to the states and let the states make the choice.
Well, I mean, it is bullshit because, like I said, it's going to fluctuate depending on who's in charge, right? I mean, states flip-flop on who's in charge, and government now can look at your health record. I mean, I just don't even know, how are they going to enforce this? That's the whole thing, is like, how are you going to enforce it? How much invasion of privacy are they going to have to do to enforce this?
Especially when you have all these companies saying, you know what, this is going to be a very explicit episode, and that's okay.
Yeah.
So there have been all these companies saying, basically, fuck the Supreme Court. If you need help, we are going to be there and we are going to help you.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was, I mean, Dick's Sporting Good. I mean, I started looking up jobs at Dick's Sporting Good. They sound great. You know, it's like their stance came out and it was very strong. But it should not have to be companies that are doing this. It should not have to be governors and, you know, state officials that are making this decision. This should just be a right that we have in this society. It just shows that women are still thought of as second-class citizens, that we are not smart enough to know what we're doing to our own freaking bodies and be able to make their decision. I don't care if you're pro-life. I don't care if you're pro-choice. I just care that you have the right to be able to do what you want with your body. You don't want an abortion. You believe that it's against the Bible or your belief system, that don't have one. What makes you have the right to tell my children what they can do and what they can't do with their own body? You know, it's like, oh, just simply, oh, you put it up for adoption. How many kids are in the foster system that are sitting there? Our foster system sucks. It sucks. We don't have the funds. We don't have the resources to give these children a decent life. They're being bounced to from foster family to foster family, that some of them, not all of them, there are such good hearted people out there that are doing this. And I myself was adopted. So I was fortunate enough to be adopted when I was like 6 weeks old. And, you know, so I really did not know the foster system, but I am also a freaking white blonde hair, blue eyed baby that was full term healthy baby that nobody had a problem with adopting. And that is not who it's going to affect. It's going to affect the people that have, you know, kids that have, you know, disabilities, or they might come out and their mom was doing drugs and, you know, or they happen to be black or brown. And those babies, unfortunately, are just stuck in this system because people are not out there really helping out like they say they want to. They have such a good heart that they want to save the babies. But what do they do about it? Nothing. Nothing. And then if the mother decides, okay, yeah, I'm going to have this baby, or I'm being forced to have this baby, I'll keep this baby and try to raise this baby. What resources does she have? I mean, freaking daycare is, and I'm not saying that daycare workers should not make a livable wage by any means, but it's so expensive.
It's expensive.
It's difficult to work and, you know, pay daycare. I mean, for me and my kids, like I said, are 19, 22, you know, I was unable to work because I made less than what the daycare cost would have been for two children.
Yeah.
Why would I have done it? And I was fortunate enough to be in that situation. I am extremely privileged. And I know that I am extremely privileged. I know that my children are extremely privileged, because if my daughter came to me and she goes, I'm pregnant and I don't want to carry it, we have the means to travel to another state and get it done. We have it. We have the means to do it. But there are many people that don't have it. And it's just,
I have a friend who, her medical insurance just changed, and the way the insurance was set up, it was you're either single or you're family. There was no like mother and one child.
No, correct. Yeah.
So the cost of family insurance was going to be like half her paycheck.
Yes.
And it's like, I can't afford that. I did not plan on this when I had a child.
Yes. And then the deductibles are just like, oh, you know, it's going to cost half your paycheck and you have a $5,000 deductible that you have to meet before we pay anything. It's just, we're just so half-assed backwards in this country. And it's just these people that are just, ugh, I don't know. I had somebody who I actually, we know the person, but I made a comment on someone's Facebook post because I was just in a pissy mood. And just basically, it's like, it doesn't matter what you think. And I think I was polite at the beginning. It does not matter what you think because you cannot control someone else's body. And it just got to the point where they said, maybe my mom should have thought of, you know, aborting me. You know, this was a pro-lifer that was happy and telling me that maybe my mom should have aborted
me. This was a person who claims to be a devout Christian.
Yes.
And, you know, blah, 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 you know, and throws in the face everyone else that, you know, this is God's will and this is what you should do and blah, 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 blah. But I'm like, you're just wishing the death of somebody else, you know. But
I just, it's just, you know, it's just unbelievable to me. And, you know, maybe we shouldn't talk about this anymore because I'm going to get upset. And but
I'm going to add something to that.
All right.
The fact that they are now have a bill in place that, oh, well, now there's going to be prayer at the beginning of school. And if you look at it, and it says, and it's only Christian prayer. They have never said anything about allowing any other prayer. In fact, they never said allowing any specific prayer, but you know that's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's just all about taking away the freedoms that we have, the rights that we were given, constitutional or not, we were given these rights.
Right.
And it's like, and then of course, but of course, then you look at the original Constitution. It never mentioned women. Women didn't exist.
No.
No, we were second classes. Yeah. Oh, well, you know,
Women and people of color, they're not in there.
Mm-hmm. No. No.
But, and that's what gets me is there is a very broad, it was written purposely in a very broad scope. So there's a lot of interpretation in there. But I'm like, you know, this decision goes against the 9th and the 14th Amendment, you know, and these people who are all about constitutional rights and the Constitution is the framework for everything. But yet you're violating, you know, with this decision, it's going against the 9th and the 14th Amendment. Mm-hmm. But then you have, you know, Clarence Thomas saying anything past the original Bill of Rights is fair game, you know. So I'm like, 11 through, was it 26 or 27? You know, it's like everything's fair
except
game.
Except for his right to marry his white woman, his white wife. I mean,
it's like the loving case. You know, you have you're an interracial marriage, and so you want to go revisit the loving case.
No,
you want to go back, and they want to possibly go back and look at the Obergefell case, you know. And it's like for gay marriage and whatnot or gay rights, it's like why go? I mean,
so frustrating.
The whole Stare Decisis, you know, which Roe v. Wade fell under, you know, it's like, you're just going to get rid of all that and take it all back to the quote unquote, the states. Well, it's like, well, maybe we should have the states decide on if they can own people as property. You know, that was the whole argument of the Civil War. It's like, oh, it's not slavery, it's states' rights. You know, it's like, seriously, you know, it's, I don't know.
Oh, we could go on a complete rant about that too. No, I mean, it's just, I don't know. Maybe we should move on. What else should we talk about?
Hawk!
A hawk! There is a hawk that I guess, I don't know if it's one or if it's multiple, but it is all, it's blowing up social media, people. There is a hawk that is flying around. We were told that it was around 7th Street, which is around where we live. And then I saw on social media, somebody put a picture of a hawk that was like perched on one of the garbage cans downtown. So it's making its rounds and it is beautiful, but obviously watch your small animals out there to make sure that it doesn't swoop in and get it. But we saw it when we were out there yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's that one in particular, but we've had hawks in this area for, I mean, I've seen 3 or 4 of them and even a small family of them, because I remember seeing the smaller, you know, fledglings, I forget what they're called, you know, fly, not, they weren't flying around at that time, but you know, it's just like, you know, they weren't as big as the one that they're showing in.
Yeah, that one was big.
That's a big, big hawk.
That's a big one.
But
yeah. Yeah. So they're flying around and, you know, people are talking about it. And it's obviously very cool to see, especially in the city, a hawk that is like feels comfortable enough to come into downtown and hang out. So
I guess maybe a good or bad thing.
It could be a good or a bad thing. Correct. Yeah. I mean, they can be, you know, they'll go after, we have a little dog. I don't know if it'll go after the size of Toby,
It would go.
I don't know if it would. Yeah. But It is.
It would go up, Toby.
Yeah, so you kind of have to be careful when there's some, you know, bad things about it. Man, you know, it's funny. Blue Jays, man, they're nasty little son of a guns. But we see a hawk that is going around, or you hear the hawk, and those Blue Jays will go after that thing. And they're probably like half the size of the hawk.
Yesterday, I saw, I've seen Blue Jays and other birds go after hawks, but saw a couple crows going after the hawk. Like, I've never seen crows going after, you know, a hawk and whatnot flying around. I was like, that's...
There was two of them that were like circling it and going after it. It was kind of... I don't know.
Kind of bad for the hawk. It's just sitting there flying.
It's like,
doing
what
its
the heck? I'm just trying to eat your eggs. What are you doing?
Delicious.
Yeah, so... Yeah, we should name it. I don't know. We should have maybe a social media poll to say what we should name this hawk.
Herbert?
Herbert the hawk? Mm-mm-mm.
Hawky McHawk face.
You always go there.
Mike, we're in the same city that allowed one of the school years to make their class motto, Hootie Hoo 2002.
That's true. Very true.
I'm still annoyed by that. Then again, my option was, if at first you don't succeed, skydiving is not for you.
That's good, though. That is
actually really good life advice. That is good. Yeah.
So next, this year's 3-on-3 basketball tournament will take place August 13th at Lions Park. Teams of three players and a substitute can sign up at cityofcf.com/3-on-3.
Number 3-on-3.
So
clever.
We've talked about it a lot every year. So
yeah.
Just reminding everyone, you know, if you want to participate this year, go sign up.
Yep. Good time.
August is going to be here before you know it.
It's going to be like after July.
What?
Is that what July is going to take like 6 months to go through.
True.
Yeah.
Devont Fellows, the Cleveland man who sold fentanyl to a Cuyahoga Falls resident, who then died from fentanyl toxicity, has been sentenced to 27 years in federal prison.
Good riddance.
So something, I think, you know, something like just, you know, small headline sad.
Yeah. That's, you know.
What was it? Did he sell him Adderall that was laced with the fentanyl?
Yeah.
I know that. Okay. So I knew there was some of that going around for a while, or still is.
Yeah. Don't do drugs, man.
No, don't.
Know your dealer. I mean, what?
Well, except marijuana.
Marijuana.
Don't do drugs, stay in school, and be smarter than the people in the government.
Be hard to do. That's not hard to do, man. That's not hard to do. You too can be a congressperson.
Do they put that right below, you too can be an artist, draw this turtle and send it to us?
You too can
be a congressman, write the first line of the Bill of Rights, and send it to us?
Do they know the first line of the Bill of Rights? Maybe if they get messed up, then you get, hey, you get elected. Freaking fracking. You know what? I'm not going back on there. I'm going to move on because I have like so much stuff to say and no one wants to hear it. So on Thursday, June 30th, Cuyahoga Falls Library Director Valerie Caution retired after 20 years in public libraries. Taking her place as intern director is Jennifer Renard. I hope I'm saying that right. The current adult service department manager. Jennifer has been at Cuyahoga Falls Library for over 4 years now and has been working in libraries for over 25 years. That's awesome. I think that I hope that is a good choice as manager. We shall see. Yeah, I know that there's been some, you know, I don't know.
Turmoil, shall we say?
Shall we say? So hopefully that is a good move. And, you know, my younger daughter, she is really interested in library sciences. I mean, she's loves the literature and she's, you know, going to college for English and she's definitely thinking about it. So I wish Jennifer the best of luck and hopefully that's a good move.
That's a topic we can shelve for later. See what I did there? Because
you read that right.
Moving on.
Robots have taken over the Ohio BMV business.
Yay.
BMV Express terminals are now located at Meyer and Stowe, as well as Mentor, Lorraine, and Avon. People cannot update their address or use cash or check, but they can renew and print their car registrations and get their stickers and check if the car is up to date on e-check. So this should help.
That's interesting.
It should help cut down on some of the lines.
It should, but I have to say our Cuyahoga Falls one rocks. Like,
yeah,
I've
never had an issue
so
with that
amazing.
One. And they're so fast compared to like some of these other ones. I mean, Stowe one wasn't too bad.
Stowe was horrible.
Nothing beats Cuyahoga Falls.
Cuyahoga Falls. When I lived in Stowe, I'd go to the one on Fish Creek, I think. And I'm used to like, and it's so small. The one in Stowe is so small. You know, usually have to wait. And when I moved over here, we went to the Cuyahoga Falls. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be there forever because it's so large. Lickety split. Like they
like
just,
5 minutes.
Man. Yeah. Whoever runs that one at Cuyahoga Falls, I don't know, make them president. It was awesome.
Speaking of winning, Kundago Karma, the competitive eating champion of Ohio, has won the pizza eating competition at last Friday's downtown event.
Woohoo!
In honor of his win, the honorary boulevard was named after him.
Oh, man. Pizza eating.
He first went on Big Chuck and Little John in the 70s. And won.
Wow.
And he has been winning since. I guess he's retired now, but, you know, it was like, this is my hometown. I'm competing.
I love it. That's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know. That's Heartburn City, yeah. But.
Competitive eating. I'm like, it's disgusting and fascinating at the same time.
It is. You know? It is.
Awesome. But pizza, though, I've never seen pizza done.
You roll it up.
Yeah, but still. Oof.
Now, is it like how much pizza you can eat or how fast you can eat the pizza?
It's both.
Oh, my.
Gosh, I would choke.
It's how many pieces, but then they look at, you know, the time. So whoever eats the most, you know, in the fastest time.
That's crazy.
But yeah, all you do is you roll it up and you eat it like a burger.
I still don't think I can eat it that very fast.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, how would I?
I would choke, man. I choke on water. I don't know if I could choke or eat pizza that fast. Yeah.
I can't remember. I think I saw him compete at Gullardi Fest when I was a kid.
Really? But
yeah, he was competing. I don't remember what he was eating because it was so long ago. But yeah, and he won then too.
Wow. Still going strong, it sounds like. So.
Yeah, and I guess he lives in Monroe Falls now, but this is his hometown.
We'll forgive him for that.
But speaking of burgers, Reader's Digest has named Swenson's Galley Boy as the best burger in Ohio.
Woo!
Still reads Reader's Digest.
I know. I don't know.
It surprised me that Reader's Digest is still around.
That TV guide. That's why I'm like, are they only in senior citizens' toilets?
Isn't TV guide online?
What's that?
Maybe.
Isn't TV guide only online now?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. So. Yeah.
Because I think the same company that owns them owns Entertainment Weekly.
Okay.
And Entertainment Weekly is now not only not weekly, but not in print.
Yeah.
Gosh, you remember TV Guide as a kid. You want to look and find what's going to be on. And then you have to actually be there at the time it actually starts. Man, these kids have no idea what that is like.
That you have to race home to watch something because you might not see it again.
Dukes of Hazzard. My brother and I would be out there playing. We had to make sure we would run in there and watch Dukes of Hazzard. It's a little problematic now. But you know what? It was still a good show.
And finally, the Festa Italiano is in two weeks.
Yay!
And a correction, the Festa Italiana.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, my grammar was incorrect.
That sounded good to me. I don't know. I was like, all right.
So it's July 15th to 17th. So
yay.
Another festival.
Woohoo! Hey, you know what? Fridays at downtown, they're going. They're working, right? Doing well?
Seem to be.
Yeah.
I got something. It'd be a little side shout out I just forgot about to a good friend of the show, Drew Riley.
Yes!
In a position as the deputy law director for the city of Stowe.
Yes.
Yay!
Yeah, so, that is very good news. And, you know, Stowe is lucky to have him.
Yes.
Good dude.
Drew, Stowe Billy.
Still mad at him for moving, but whatever. Yes.
But no, it's great for him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Had to give him a shout out.
Yeah, I like it. That was good news.
Wasn't your good news, because your good news is better. Mine was just a little shout out.
Well, I mean, I'm going to do this by memory, so forgive me if I get some of the facts wrong. But I was scrolling through the social medias, as you do, and somebody did a thank you on one of our city social media groups that her husband just lost their job, and they had this camping trip that they were planning, and she ran to, I think it was Market District, to grab a few little things for the kids to try to make it a nice thing. And for whatever reason, something wasn't working and she couldn't pay for it. And somebody ended up, you know, paying for their bill. So there's nice. Good people. Yeah, there's good people in this city. And, you know, another reason to love Cuyahoga Falls.
So it's good time.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how we're going to do this without Steven, but let's do it. Ready? Sparts arts, sparts arts, sparts arts, sparts arts.
Sparts arts.
Sparts arts.
That came close.
Yeah.
Can't do it like Steven.
No.
So I only have one thing in arts this week.
No. Oh, boo.
Shelf Life will have its local lit fest on Yay. August 6th. The first of them. Hopefully not the last.
Okay.
This event will take place at the Pavilion and will feature book signings from local authors like Jim Woods.
We had him on.
Sharon Moreland Myers and Amanda Kowalski.
Kowalski.
Also featuring children's story times with authors Michael Hayes. I know I'm not pronouncing that right. And Megan Higgins. Plus raffle prizes, free and dollar books, and treats from Kind Cakes and the Gourmet Popper.
Mm, yeah,
I am so there. That sounds like my type of people, man.
And I didn't even look to see what day August 6th. It is a Saturday.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So every time I see Kowalski, I think of the Penguins. I can't help it.
And I'm off that day. I'm not working. Yay.
Yay.
For now. They could change
that.
So I will definitely be having an article about this later in the month and interview Danielle about what's going on at this event.
Mm-hmm.
Once there's more information, but just for everyone to keep in their calendars.
Absolutely. I love it. And I love Shelf Life. I mean, it's
very cool store.
It is so awesome.
And Danielle's good people.
Very good people. Very good people.
So we want to thank our listeners for joining us this week. I want to thank Mike and Suzanne for sticking with us this morning.
We did kind of forgot. And then we're like, oh, yeah, we're doing this. So, you know what? I like to thank Bart for keeping us, you know, going.
Yes.
And we may have not have done this if you didn't remind us. So
remember, you can shout your ideas for potential interviewees out to us at our email, fallsfreepress@gmail.com. What was that again?
Stole it.
fallsfreepress@gmail.com.
Thank you. You can also get a hold of us on Facebook. And as always, if you have something you think we should print, let us know. Email us.
Please, let us know. Write up something. Send it to us. Do something.
Even if you have an idea of something to write and you don't want to write it, let us know.
You have an idea? You see Mike out there in public? Let him know. Don't stop me, him and talk to him.
I'm so sorry if you see me out in public.
I try to keep him on a leash, but sometimes he wanders and gets lost, so. If you do see him out there wandering, could you just return him to me? Because I'm probably looking for him and he's gotten himself distracted and I'll never see him again.
Too shiny.
We won't talk about the borders.
The incident.
For now, we'll say goodbye and hope you join us next show.
Goodbye.
Later.
Fallscast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
What are you giggling about?
Mike's cheesy dad jokes.
Okay. I missed the last batch.